Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another hour of LMB Passage to Empowerment. Our topic tonight is body image. From here on, we are not going to speak but anything but positive about our bodies. I'm Nina of the LMB, and we have Lydia.
Hi.
And
I'm loving
Brenda.
My body.
Hello.
And Brenda.
Hi.
The three of us are hopefully going to give you three different perspectives, because even though we are really close friends, we all have different ideas.
Yeah, we do.
That's right. And actually, the show's called Body Appreciation, but, image, it could be something, you know. I don't know. Image is, okay, yeah, I get really weird about words and syntax.
Okay, don't worry about it.
But the point is, it's body appreciation because it is time for us to appreciate our body. And Nina's totally right. Today, it's not about a fat ass. It's not about if you got a fat ass, then love that chubby chunk butt of yours, okay? Because it's yours. It's no one else's. Maybe you'd like it to do some shaping up or something, but here's the thing. Your body does a whole lot of junk for you, and I don't mean just junk. I mean you're standing if you can stand. You're able to move if you can move. Even if you're sitting in a chair and you're a quadriplegic, your body is helping you to stay alive and breathe. Maybe there's something else helping that too, but I don't care what your body's doing, it's keeping you here so that you can communicate and love and interact with the other people around you. So I say, hey, hey to the body today. Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! I'm with you.
Right. All right. Yeah.
With you. You know, many years ago, I did a walk for Avon Breast Cancer, and I walked 60 miles and in 2 days. And when I was training for it, you know, I would do 12 miles, you know, then I worked up and I did it 220 miles back to back one weekend. And I remember washing my feet and just thanking them because, you know, even though they were barking a little bit, they were fantastic walking 20 miles. Walking 40 miles in a weekend. Yeah.
Right.
That's when I really learned to appreciate my body.
Yeah. Can you imagine if your body just decides, hey, you know what, I'm not appreciated enough, so I'm just going to quit. Yeah, think about all the times we decide to just quit. I do that all the time, weekly, as a matter of fact, with school. Along with a few other things around here.
I did that with my family one time.
Just quit?
I quit. I did. Yeah, all I heard was griping, and they were leaving stuff laying around all over the house, so I quit. I didn't pick up a thing. They finally noticed after day two. I didn't make any suppers. I did nothing.
Wow,
and finally, after 2 days, somebody finally said, Mom, what's wrong? I think they were
sorry. You didn't get the memo? I quit.
As I said, I quit. I said, you guys don't help me around here. I'm not doing everything by myself. So either you all pitch in or I quit. And I think maybe our bodies are probably telling us that at sometimes too.
Yeah.
You know, when we get those little aches and pains, it's because we've overdone it. And the rest of our body has to take over for the parts that are sore. And I think sometimes it's telling us to slow down, take it easy, appreciate me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've ignored a lot of, you know, you go through different stages, I think, sometimes when you're young, not all the time, and I hope it's changing. I'm an optimist. You know, you go through, you know, oh, my butt is big, or, you know, picking apart your body and thinking you're too fat or whatever. And then, you know, you go through another stage where you're like, man, I got so many balls in the air I'm juggling. I'm going to ignore my body, which is not a good thing. And then I think this is my own path, and so I'll just preface it with that. And now I'm on the point of appreciating my body and wanting health and working on health. Those are my stages.
Yeah, I'm working on health, too, with exercise and eating right. I'm going to be very honest with everyone and say I have stood in front of the mirror and said, oh, my God, Nina, you are so overweight. You need to do something about this. And I'm honestly telling you, I have done this, but I am trying to correct myself because my body has put up with a lot, and it's still putting up with a lot. And, yeah, it keeps on going, keeps on ticking like the old Timex used to, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, if you guys if anybody has had anatomy and physiology class, it's overwhelming. Some of the information that you learn about what your body does. I've had a couple of those, but even in psychology, we cover the spinothalamic tract, you know, everything going up and down through your spinal cord, your nerve endings, and a whole lot about your brain physiology. And it's amazing to me that this incredible workhorse that is just ignored most of the time. I've gone over this stuff at times, and I've actually gotten upset where I just, like, my heart is having to work so much harder because I am just choosing to eat whatever kind of nonsense that just, well, thoughtlessly, unconscious eating. And I just couldn't believe that I was treating this muscle that's working for me to live. It's working so hard. And don't think that your heart's a muscle. All muscles get tired. The heart's designed to sort of just keep working, but that's under, sort of like optimum conditions. But when we're just, you know, taxing it beyond belief, as I have done, especially in the last probably 10 years with all kinds of things going on in my life, it really makes me look at how that would be if I were treating a human being like that. Yeah, it's sort of like slavery in America. Like, you work, 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 and work, and I'm just going to keep beating you up, and you better not stop or I'll beat you up more. It's interesting how we don't associate with our own body in a more positive, loving light. So if I know that we like to joke and we like to say all these sort of weird things, but That's what I said. That's what I call this body appreciation, because we really need to make serious friends with the meat suit that's carrying us through. We really do. Whether it's your dogs that are barking because you're peddling all over the place, or maybe like I have a lot of sedentary time. You know, maybe it's maybe you've been sedentary. It's time to really give your body some of the things that it needs, and it really wants, like movement. And joy and caressing. Yes.
Yeah.
I know we've made a lot of laughs on Lydia's Get Time to Love and Loving Yourself. We've had a lot of laughs about that. But the reality is, it's not going to hurt you to rub your arm. It's not going to hurt you to embrace yourself. We all can do that, most of us. You just put your arms on either side and hug yourself. Or call yourself.
Sorry. Jim's and my phone are hooked up to our security system, and the doorbell just rang, and I have mine on mute, but Jim's wasn't.
Find out what the heck you want to say to yourself. What is it?
Interesting that you would say something about hugging, Boo, because I actually have something on hugs. And it goes, how many hugs have you given out today? Did you know that hugs can instantly boost your oxycontin levels, toxin levels, which heal feelings of loneliness, isolation, and anger, lifts one's serotonin levels, elevating mood and creating happiness, strengthens the immune system. The gentle pressure on the sternum stimulates the thymus gland, which regulates and balances the body's production of white blood cells, which keep you healthy and disease-free. It relaxes the muscles. Hugs release tension in the body. Hugs can take away pain. They soothe aches by increasing circulation into the soft tissues. Balance out the nervous system. The galvanic skin response of someone receiving and giving a hug shows a change in skin's conductance. The effect in moisture and electricity in the skin suggests a more balanced state in the nervous system.
Mm.
So hugging does so much. And it feels good, even if you're just hugging your fur baby or yourself.
Mm-hmm. I love hugs.
Me too.
Was it the 12 a day? I think that's the healthy meter. If you get at least 12 hugs in a day.
Hey, okay, you know, anything better than zero is good, but aim high.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're mostly alone, but if you have animals, yes, hug on them.
Well, I get 6 every morning at least, because I have 6 kids walking in.
Aww.
And I get some more in the afternoon when they come back from school from the other 2, and then I get 6 when they leave, and then there's the ones in between from hubby and from Cassie. Yeah, I get lots of hugs.
Good. You don't ask the moms or the dads picking up the kids for hugs? Is that too personal?
No, I don't ask them for hugs, but I do get hugs from them every once in a while.
That's nice.
Yeah. My parents that I have here are not afraid to show, you know, appreciation at all. And they hug me. They love me. I know they do.
I know
they're
Canadian. Do. They have to.
Yeah.
Isn't
that like some
kind
of unwritten code for Canadians to, like, love people and be nice?
Well, no.
Well, it is for all the ones I've met.
Yeah,
we're kind of.
I love.
I guess you have to live there for a while for that to completely, you know, for the tarnish to wear off. But
we are kind of a friendly bunch. That's for sure. And I know amongst the people I know personally, we greet each other always with a hug. So you know, body appreciation, folks. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Right.
Have you ever met someone that didn't like hugs?
Have I come across someone
like hugs?
Oh yeah.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it's scary. I feel so bad for them, you know.
Yeah, well, it's hard when they are afraid of touch, because that's basically what it is. They're a little standoffish with the touch, and to me that's so important. Even if somebody's just, you know, touching my arm or my hand, just a show of emotion, friendship, love, all of that is in a touch. And I appreciate that so much myself, because I'm kind of a touchy person. But
yeah, well, you know, you like you read, you know that there's an exchange of not just a hug. It's there's some energy involved. There's some good
benefits.
Yeah.
Well, on Oprah's magazine, there was an article in there, and it was 6 steps to body appreciation. I'm going to give you these 6. Huh?
Please.
What?
Yes.
Go for it. Hi.
Okay.
You want to hear
it? I'm not going to give you all the words. She says, I'm going to read some of the things that she says, but she is just saying that it's a human peculiarity that you only appreciate your body when it's not working as well as it should. So, and that's usually when we're like, oh, something's wrong. Maybe, yeah, all that junk. You know, we start to backpedal. So anyway, here we go. Number one, it's to remember that we have the power. We have the power to appreciate our body, and we need to have the confidence to say, this is my body, I make the decisions about it, whether it's saying no to a sexual advance or yes to a course of chemotherapy or whatever, you know, all these different things, we're making these choices, and our body sort of complies. And the more that we contribute to our body in a positive way, the more we deposit into the good parts, then the more we can withdraw for good things. Number two, so understand that you have the power. You have the power over your body and what's going on. Nobody else does, you do. Two, as we were just talking about the hugs, this person was saying, her name, I'll just go ahead and give you, her name is actually Megan Kokora. She's the one that wrote the article. And then, two, she talks about wrapping up in self-love, that whole thing. She's talking about the embrace, and most people think about embracing other people, lovers, mommies, and all that kind of thing. But she's saying it's time to put yourself in that space. Just like I said, we give yourself your own hug. Give yourself your own hug. Hey, go for 12 for yourself. How many times have you hugged you today? And it sounds silly and it sounds foolish, but it really does do something to you at the cellular level. She also brought up a point, just like Lydia was saying about the people who don't like getting hugs. A lot of that comes down from having not been hugged. I was just, I was reading your book. It was Lydia, the book, The Three Words. And he was talking about the fact that some people, when people aren't loved or their parent wasn't around or didn't show them love, when they didn't feel that love, then they just sort of hardened up and got to the point where it's like, I don't need anybody, because they don't want to have to keep trying to get something from somebody who's not giving it. So when somebody doesn't want us to hug them, or you go to hug them and they're sort of rigid, it's like, don't take offense at that. Don't, if they sort of recoil back, it's like, that's okay. It's just, you know, maybe just tell them, look, if you are willing to accept it, I have a whole lot of loving energy I want to impart to you with that touch. And that's okay. Maybe you just touch their arm. You know, or just stand there and let them know. So embrace yourself and let that stuff out. Accept it. It's going to be weird and creepy at first, but it's okay. Well, I can't say for certain, but most likely you won't die from the hug.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Okay. Then she says, three, bon appetit. Okay. We have been there where we had constant discussions about food demons and, you know, chocolate is bad, blah, blah, blah. Matter of fact, I wrote a poem today about chocolate.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Me too.
Well, it wasn't considering chocolate like the most positive thing, but it's just, it's because it's always around and it's sort of like that thing. But here's the truth of the matter about food. Food's not the problem. It's what's in our head that's the problem. And if we're always telling ourselves we can't have this or we shouldn't do that or this is bad, then all of a sudden, certain foods become sort of a decadent taboo. Oh, I'm going to smoke that cigarette because mom and dad said I couldn't. And then you just start going down that weird path. And now food is an enemy because you've made it an enemy. Food is just fuel. Sometimes it tastes good. Sometimes it tastes orgasmically friggin' fabulous. And enjoy that moment. Enjoy it. I have a cousin who, to this day, I've never heard anybody eat like that. And I do enjoy food sometimes, but my cousin Richard, when he eats, I'm like, Richard, okay, dude, it's a tuna fish sandwich. And he's like, oh, man, I'm eating a tuna fish sandwich. Yeah, and maybe a little bit more. But that's okay, because why would you want to eat something and you don't enjoy it? We may have deaden our senses of our tongues to really good food like sugar snap peas or broccoli and avocados. There's a lot of really great foods out there that, you know, we're so fast food oriented that we have deadened our senses to really fabulous taste. Start experimenting with something that isn't slathered in chocolate. And just seeing that it's supposed to be like chocolate, just think of it as, hey, it's different, and I'm going to appreciate for what it is. So give yourself permission to enjoy your food. What?
Yeah, I started back at the beginning of this month choosing to eat things that were only a 10 in my mind.
Oh.
So if it wasn't a 10, I'm not reaching for it.
Wow.
So that is what I have been doing. And strawberries are a 10.
Yeah.
All fresh vegetables are a 10. Lean cut meats are a 10. You know, anything that we make here at home, as far as I'm concerned, is a 10. Anything else? Well, I'm going to sit down and really think about it. Is it really a 10? If not, I'm not touching it. And in that way, I am appreciating my body.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm not saying I haven't slipped up a couple of times, because I have. I'm human. But I also didn't yell at myself or get angry with myself about it. Okay, you slipped up. Go back to eating just a 10 again. And that's what I've been doing. I've been picking the nicest fruit around and the nicest fresh vegetables and the leanest cuts of meat I can find. And those are 10s as far as I'm concerned, and that's what I've been doing. And if I bake something, I'll take a little piece of it because, I'm a good cook, so it's definitely a 10.
Oh, yeah. I'll vouch for that. I'll vouch for that. And, you know, Boo, I was wondering if you had heard her admit that she wasn't human. Oh, that she was human. Sorry.
Wow.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I
went
am
right
human.
Past me because it's
mistakes.
Sort of a frightening thought.
I know.
I was really counting on her being kind of alien, really.
I know.
No, I'm a superhero. Come on.
You are a superhero. Definitely. I really like that, and I really like the idea. We grow up feeling that, you know, at some point in our lives that food is the enemy in that, and I think giving yourself permission to really enjoy the tens, if they're, you know, whether they're home-baked goodies or you're at a restaurant and, amazing pastry chef made something amazing, you know, allow yourself to do that. You know, that can be a 10. I personally love chocolate.
Yes, and last night we went out for supper to celebrate our big win.
Mm-hmm.
And we took Cassandra with us. And I had, you know, I had chicken with seafood. And we decided we were going to have dessert after, but the three of us split it.
Right.
And I only had one bite because it wasn't a 10. It had been the time before when we were there, it was a definite 10 because it was, you know, one of those lava cakes with s'mores and raspberries and chocolate mousse and all this. And it was really, really good the last time we were there. But this time it was a little dry, and it definitely wasn't a 10, so I had my one bite, and that was it for Nina.
All right.
Oh, now Nina just demonstrated something that I really believe we all need to recognize. Just because the food is sitting before you doesn't mean you have to eat it. And just because you did put some time and energy in it doesn't mean you have to eat it. And just because it's in the refrigerator and you just, you know, you think, well, I don't want it to go to waste, guess what? You're not a trash can. You know, it can go in the trash can and you'll survive. Even if you put a lot of energy and time into it, it isn't an investment in property. It's a piece of food. And you are an investment in yourself.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Give yourself just as much permission to say, hey, you know, I don't want it. It's been around, or I just didn't care for it. It's trash. You know, if I make something, if I make a game, because I have a lot of mistakes. My cooking is all mistakes, but somehow, sometimes it's edible. But sometimes I don't care for it. And I don't throw it all in the dog's dish. If I just think that it's just not it could go in the trash. But what I did was I learned that maybe that's not the way to cook that. And that's just as worth it. So, yes, folks.
That's why I have a garburator. That way it's gone.
Ooh, a garburator.
Yeah.
Chance.
That way the food goes down that sink and I ain't retrieving it.
Yep.
I have a well, so I'm, you know, that doesn't
Yeah,
work.
You can't use, yeah, no, you can't use a garburator with that. I also have little doggies that could be garburators, and so do you.
Yeah, but I have to protect that because that's a whole other nightmare if I feed them too much junk. So,
yeah,
so moving on with the appetite. So, you know, you take your appetite, pay attention to it. And here's another thing about you, a little trick. When you eat something that you think that you really like, take your time with it and see how you're feeling. And if afterwards you're not feeling so great or your body starts reacting weird, you know, start paying attention to how much your body likes it. And then put that into your, you know, bag of tricks. My friend Marlene, she has a thing with yeast. And she and I did the yeast-free diet. You know, she got off of it, and her whole body felt fabulous, wonderful, blah, blah, blah. Boy, and then you sort of forget sometimes. And she said, oh, I had some breadsticks, blah, blah. She said, oh, my gosh, boo. By the time night got here, she said, my eyes were closing over. They were swelling so fast. Just pay attention eating. That you
okay, I'm going
to
interrupt
yourself.
You just for a minute.
Yeah.
Brenda, I'm going to interrupt just for a minute and give out the phone number. So if anybody would like to call in and give their comments, That area code 646-727-2914. Please give us a call and give us your input into this discussion.
Yeah, let's hear how you appreciate your body, or maybe you haven't, and you're wondering how you appreciate it. You know, I like to adorn my body with beautiful clothing. Usually it's artist-made. Maybe it's a scarf someone made for me. When I wear an adornment, earrings, I feel good and I'm more appreciative of my body. I'll look in the mirror and I go, wow, I'm looking good. You know, I just feel better. So, you know, that and pampering, massage, getting my hair done. Who doesn't like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
for
my
sure.
God. It's
I don't like getting my hair done.
I know.
Sorry.
You don't like to get your hair done.
I abstain from that.
Okay. And you know what? And you've mentioned your feet with the little troglodytes on there, and I'm going to get, my sister's going to come in tomorrow, and I'm going to get a pedicure probably near the end of the weekend or the beginning of next
week.
I love
pedicures. Me too. Yeah. They're heaven.
You know,
heaven.
When you think about it, it's like, you know, if you have put on some weight, your feet don't strike. They don't say, hey, you know, they may hurt more, and that might be a form of their striking, but, you know, they still keep carrying you around. Same thing with Brenda was saying about the heart. You know, it still keeps pumping, even if it has to work harder. And it's, you know, I don't even know where I was going with that.
We're talking about how you like to adorn yourself. Love yourself.
Oh, I know. And then I'm going to get a pedicure, and so you know, I'm going to really when they massage my feet and my legs and my hands, and I just love that. It's to me that's appreciation for my body too.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
great.
For sure. And there's some interesting things coming up in the chat room. I don't know if you're paying attention to the chat room or not, Brenda, but
I can't see it.
A couple of the ladies are saying that after they lose some weight, they get scared again, and it seems like it's time to put it back on. They're using their weight as protection.
That's common.
Yeah. I know it's very common, and I guess it's time to... Okay, that's fine. Just appreciate the body you do have. Feed that body that you have right now with 10s. Make sure it's a 10. Whatever you're putting in your mouth, make sure it's a 10. Don't even think about losing weight. Just do what's good for you and your body. Move a little more. Maybe walk an extra couple blocks a day. Play with your dog a little harder. Whatever, just learn to appreciate your body no matter what shape it is in. Because
that brings
beautiful.
Me to something. I wanted to read a quote by J.K. Rowling. I love her. The quote is fat really the worst thing a human being can be? Is fat worse than vindictive, jealous, shallow, vain, boring, evil, or cruel? Not to me. And not to me either, J.K. Rowling.
Not me either.
I'm in good company. Yeah, and you know, if it's not the time for you to quote unquote shed those pounds, love it right where it is. Love your beautiful body. It's gorgeous. And you know, many cultures, this culture, you know, our culture is very obsessed with thinness. But in many cultures, thinness is looked down upon. You know, that means you're poor. You can't afford food.
Exactly.
So, you know, maybe I should move. But I like my curves, girls. Yeah, there's a bulge here and there, but I love it. I love it.
And I'm sure the superhero loves it, too.
I haven't heard him complaining. Yeah, well, he likes it. He likes to touch me. My nephew told...
too much information.
He likes to hug me.
That's not
there
too much.
There we go.
This is natural. This is natural stuff, okay? It's natural.
I know, I'm joking.
I know you are.
We don't
know
what
you're
doing, you weirdo. I mean, are you loving personally appreciate?
Gee, that made you turn things around, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
We love the Nina. Love to mess with the Nina.
You know, also, if you say that, you know, you're using your weight as protection, you can appreciate that protection. You could appreciate that that is where you are right now in your life. But
exactly.
I'd also say explore that. When you're feeling ready, explore that. Explore when that started, why it started, and maybe you know that, but, you know, maybe you can explore it with someone that can help you move past it or move on. Because at some point, for instance, I had a part of me that was still a five-year-old girl that was a little pouty and very, you know, sad and hurt. And she did a lot of things for me. She helped me protect myself, and she also helped me to be controlling. And sometimes she'd take it too far. So when I got more in touch with that little girl, you know, I didn't get rid of her. She's part of me. But I sometimes have to tell her, thank you. Now go sit down. I love you very much.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is, and I think the same thing with that weight is protection, and I relate to that. I relate to that very strongly.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, it's like, yeah, I think that's a perfect way. I know that with my body, I was sexually abused when I was a kid by a couple different people. Yeah, I had a date rape. I mean, these are all stuff I can, you know, I can run it off my head because I've, you know, mentally, you know, put that someplace. I'm not handcuffed to that. But, yeah, I still have traces of it. It's, you know, going on with my body and a few other things. But I do find that there was a lot of comfort in the excess weight on my body. I would touch my arm or my leg or whatever. Sometimes I would just grab a roll and I'd just be holding on to it. It's almost like a baby with her blanket, you know, a little Linus blanket. And but I also have begun just loving that Linus blanket and under, and you know, like it's okay. I'm gonna be all right. I'm on my training wheels. I can stand on my own now. And I know that that's how come I have changed the way that I've eaten in the last 5 or 6 years. I changed the way that I cook, and you know, all the salt pretty much is gone, and I prefer my cooking better than restaurants. And I you know, even though I make a lot of mistakes, they're actually scientific experiments for me, but
she's the mad scientist.
But I think that, you know, really touch, hug yourself. If you've lost weight and you're getting a little bit scared of attention, then that's what's the issue. It's not your weight. It's the fact that you don't know how to deal with attention. And if that's going on, then trust me, that was going on before weight. That has nothing to do with your weight. You're using your weight as somebody to an entity to blame, just like we often do with other people. Now, you know what your problem is when we say stuff like that to people? You're getting ready to mouth off what your problems are when you tell someone else what their problem is. Or you say, oh, our relationship would work just fine if you weren't so blah, blah, blah. That's projecting. You know, classic psychological stuff. So, sometimes the best thing to do when you're feeling just a little bit scared is to embrace that fear. Embrace it in this way. I'm not saying be fearful, but just like I'm feeling a little bit fearful. I'm out of my comfort level, and that's where I need to be. Because guess where your comfort level was? Like with my Linus blanket fat, or, you know, with you, like, being in the shadows. No one's paying attention to you, and you're sort of like, you could get away with things because no one's really looking at you. And then all of a sudden, you're coming out of your shell. You wanted to come out for a reason because nobody can make you do that. So embrace what it is, the path that you're choosing. You chose that path. Again,
yep.
As she said in these steps, you are in power. Okay. Let's
okay.
pop some more
and
on
I
these
have,
little...
Yeah, I have something here to say, too, and it's something I want everybody to think about over the next three shows, because we are leading up to a challenge at the end of the third show. Eight things to give up. Doubting yourself, negative thinking, fear of failure, criticizing yourself or others, negative self-talk, procrastination, fear of success, and people-pleasing. You don't have to please anybody but yourself, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been guilty of some of these, one of them being procrastination, which I am not doing anymore.
I don't either.
Me either, Boo. I'm with you. I've actually decided to embrace my procrastination.
There's a reason for it.
Seems like there is amazing creative process, and you know, I just need to not stress about it. If it's like I'm procrastinating again, I need to just love myself through it.
Okay, well, that's okay if the procrastination doesn't last forever. But sometimes I was just letting things slide to the point of me being in overwhelm. And if I do that, that is not a good scene.
Right.
Nothing gets done then. So I have decided that I am no longer procrastinating. If I can't finish it all at that moment, that's okay as long as I've started.
Mm-hmm.
And I continue to work on it a little bit at a time. That's fine. But to totally push it away, that's no longer fine for me.
See, that's what I call loving something and letting it go. Nina is loving the procrastination that she feels is sort of giving her a bit of an issue, and she explored why. And so she's letting it go because she's dealt with it, I guess. Now,
mm-hmm.
for instance, I know that with Lydia and I know that we both have talked about that, you know, what's going on here, and the reality is maybe it's not procrastination. I think a lot of people like to dump that if you're not hitting a deadline. But sometimes there's something else going on. You know, your brilliance might be in that last second or taking another 10 hours to do a project that you're only supposed to take two. But, you know, what is the end result? If the final outcomes are actually to your betterment, then maybe instead of not doing everything right on point, maybe instead you can present to people, it's like, listen, I actually work not in deadlines. I work within a time frame. So,
well, that's why
I
said as long as I have started it, I don't necessarily have to finish it, but as long as I have started and I keep working on it every day a little bit, then I'm okay with it. But you just leave whatever I'm procrastinating about, just leave it totally, just doesn't work for me. I can't do that because then I've got so much more has piled up. Then I go into overwhelm, and then I shut down. And shutting down is just not a good place for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just how it works for me. How it works for you.
Right.
We all have to figure out. We all have to figure out what works for us. And everybody is so different. Right.
Now I'm gonna pop back to his body appreciation to finish this real quickly, and then we're going to pop back to Nina because she had a list. I just want to get this out before I completely just never give it to you. But the fourth step is really at four. We only got two more to go for helping you to appreciate your body is you know, get up and go, is allow your body to move. As we talked about in the beginning of the hour, that your body needs, you take care of your body. You start thinking about yourself as a little kid or a baby, okay? Mm. What would you do for your baby? What would you feed your baby? Okay, so you've got baby Nina, you got baby Lydia, and baby Brenda. Am I going to give baby Brenda junk? If you have a new baby in your life, people are just crazed about what is right or not right for their baby to eat. And then are you just going to let your baby never get on their hands and knees and move or try to stand? No. You want your baby to be able to stand up. You also want your baby to be able to think for your for themselves. So start looking at yourself as your new baby. Hey, get a sign, baby on board. I don't care. What do they know? But get some reminders in your life that the baby is on board and the baby is you. And most of us are still dealing with stuff from when we were babies that we didn't understand or that maybe didn't happen in the best way. So maybe your parents weren't perfect. Most parents are human, so they have some flaws and imperfections. You can be your own mommy and daddy. And if you can do that, seems to me like you ought to be able to do it so all far and right. Since you had problems with the other people who didn't do it perfectly. Let's see what you do with baby Nina and baby Lydia and baby Brenda. How am I going to treat my baby? So get up and go. Your baby needs to move. Baby needs to get out in the world. You want your baby to connect with nature. Your baby needs to breathe fresh air. Your baby also needs time to rest. I wouldn't know much about that, but I'm assuming that baby Brenda is going to get a little more sleep here and there. The other thing is enrichment. Your baby needs just wonderful treats here and there. Whether those treats are a pair of shoes for baby Lydia or it's a nice family meal with the rest of her family. Baby Nina might want some dim sum. Mm. And maybe baby Brenda just can sleep for a day and not do as many obligations. So it's just like, how many play dates does baby Brenda have to be okay? Just one.
Lots, or she cries. She screams real loud.
The point is, it's a great exercise for everybody to do. Because if you can't appreciate your body, appreciate your baby. And I think you're going to get real close to appreciating your body if you're going to do it. If you're going to do that with total conviction. So, since body appreciation is your start of our 3-week, you know, let's, you know, get things going. My assignment to everybody is to tell us next week. I'd like you to call in or chat in, however you communicate, or you could send to our emails. You could connect with us on Facebook, connect with us on WordPress. There's plenty of ways that you can connect with us and let us know how your baby's doing. You remember that little exercise that they have kids doing where they carry around an egg?
Mm-hmm.
You're your egg for a week. And I want to know what you're doing to take care of your baby. Maybe your baby needs a brand new pair of shoes. Or maybe your baby just needs to kick their feet up, grab some popcorn, make sure there's pepper on it, and
lots of popcorn,
monster movies, or, you know, a bunch of tearjerkers, or who knows, maybe a big action movie, I don't know, or whatever, some sports, some comedy, What are you going to do for baby, whoever you are? And make a note of that. Be good for you to keep track of that if you could, or at least try to remember what I do for baby me. Because if you don't remember even taking care of baby me for 3 days, if we get to, like, let's see, where are we, Monday? If we get to, like, Thursday and you haven't thought about baby you, the SPCA, the child, or what is it, CPS, Child Protective Services might be coming to your door if you treat a baby like that. So we don't want to have to be CPS next week. We want to hear how baby you was thriving under all the love and care and attention and appreciation that their mama and daddies gave to them all week.
Okay.
That's the assignment.
Yeah, we have one person that can't get around the image of the baby them. Well, the way I would get around that then is to treat yourself like a 10. You know, the same image I gave you with food, now you're going to treat yourself that way if you can't get around this baby image. Treat yourself as a 10. Do something really wonderful for just you. Look after you.
What's the psychology behind a baby thing?
I know.
Yeah, I'm wondering that too. I want to know if they can write it, what the thing is around the baby. You know, can they just not see it? Have they never seen a baby picture themselves?
Yeah.
Or you know, what's going on there?
It sounds like the person who doesn't want to get a hug.
Oh, she likes hugs.
How do you know? People tell you a lot of stuff and they don't really mean it. And, you know, people tell us kids a lot of stuff when we were kids that, you know, like my favorite from Alien, you know, my mommy told me there were no monsters. They really are.
Yeah, I love that.
They just look different than we thought they did. So, anyway, hey, you know, it's your life. You do whatever it is that you need to do. This is about body appreciation. We're trying to connect with the positive of getting there, and one of the quickest ways is usually to take care of a baby. If you can't take care of a baby for a week, that is baby you, you got a lot of work to do, a lot of work. So that's it, everybody. That's the main thing for this week. Take care of your baby. Before the next week, we'd like to hear how your baby's doing. And with your food, how you're eating. Next week, we're actually going to talk more in depth about loving yourself with food. But definitely appreciate your baby. I don't know if you all saw that image. Stop hating your body and love it. I love that picture of that woman. Because she is not like the typical, you know, spindle person. She's just a regular, average-looking woman with this incredibly beautiful smile, a beautiful body, and she's touching herself, and it's not, and she's not cringing. And even if you don't think that your body has all the things that you want or bells and whistles, I believe there's a whole lot of bells and whistles that are inside you that you probably aren't paying attention to. Look within.
Yeah.
Ladies?
Definitely. Yeah. Look within, and that's, you know, it's a good way to become aware of how we're speaking about ourselves. If someone gives you a compliment, do you brush it off like it doesn't mean anything? You can't hear it. You can't even hear it, so you just, oh, come on, no, oh, God, no, uh-uh. You know, I mean, you're negating someone else's, you know, perception, first of all, which is rude, and that's the way you're feeling. And I would like you to be more aware of, and this goes for me too, of how we speak about our bodies or how we take compliments. If someone says we're looking beautiful, can you own that? Can you just own it? Can you smile really big and say thank you? I hope so. And if you can't today, work on it.
Yeah, maybe
work
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to be aware. It's kind of insidious in that, you know, people are not aware until they decide to, you know, just listen to themselves a little bit harder during the week, and they're not even aware of how they are speaking about their bodies or not taking compliments.
And speaking not just about their bodies but about themselves. Like, there should be no negatives. No negatives.
Yes.
Speak always in positives. Draw the positive to yourself. I know I've said this on other shows, but if you speak negatively, you are drawing all that negative to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. It makes life even harder. Speak only in positive terms. And, you know, if you're having a really shitty day, there has to be something that was wonderful that day. Even if it's just a small something, there has to be something. Focus on that. Don't focus on the bad. Focus on the good. Always focus on the positive.
Here's an idea. If you feel like you're having a rotten day, blah, 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 go do something nice for someone else, whether it's just give them a compliment or whatever. And then, you know, maybe you could look at the fact that you did that and you're a great person because you did that. And then, you know, all the other junk that was going on around you, it did, hey, you know, you didn't like me at work, you thought my work was slow, you called me a hussy, whatever, but guess what? I was nice to somebody, and that makes me a wonderful person. Or I baked somebody a cake, and you're calling me crap? Well, guess what I did with that crap? I baked someone a cake. That makes me feel like a good person. I'm a good person, no matter what you think of me. So you can turn a shitty day, as Nina called it, into nirvana as you start to look at all the good things that you have within you.
All the good things you have within you, all the good things you have in your life, there is always good to be found, always. Even in a piece of cheesecake, as the ladies are talking about cheesecake in the chat room. I don't want la, 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 la. I'm not listening to that.
Or, hey, food, there's nothing. Food, it's all good. Remember that.
It is all good. Yes, it's all good. It's the amount you eat.
Well, it's,
as
you
long
know,
as
whatever you make it. Listen, if you have a quarter of a cheesecake, because that's what you feel like having, and you feel like that makes you feel good today, take that freaking quarter, you know, but just remember the consequences are yours to own and enjoy it and then move on, because then you're not tied to, that stuff will work in your brain. If you don't believe me, if you ever dated someone and you kind of wanted to have sex with them, you were sort of, you know, on the fence, and then, you know, for whatever reason, whatever, you guys didn't, you know, really stay together, you'd be wondering about that piece you didn't take, and you'd be thinking for years, for the rest of your life, I wonder what would have happened if I'd have just done that. You know, it's crazy how your mind will go to stuff that you chose not to fulfill while you had the chance. I'm not saying sleep with everybody that, you know, you encounter, but, you know, start honoring your desires. They're not all crap.
I agree.
Anyway, I know that we're getting long on the tooth because our birthday girl, I don't know if you heard that, but on your birthday we said some great stuff to you, Miss AJ. That was Thursday on Filmcology. So
She did listen. She did listen.
Oh, okay, it was just in the beginning. You only listened in the beginning. But anyway, we love you, AJ, and everybody else, and that's why we're here doing this. But we're going to go ahead and give you some of the tools that you're going to need. For instance, Nina, go ahead and give us the digits and stuff on the whatever.
You want me to give the eight things to give up again? Is that what
no.
you want?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Did you get all the eight done?
Yes, I did. What do you want?
Never,
do you want
no, okay. No, I was going to say, okay, there's a few other things I was going to say. Okay, we now have a website up, folks, so that you can pop on in there to check that out. If you want to leave some comments, if you'd like to ask a question, you can pop in there, and I believe it'll send us an email if you'd like to connect or something like that. And we do have an email, so we have a couple of ways.
We do have an email.
So, Nina, the emails are?
Okay, the email for us is LNB, period, P, the number 2, E, at gmail.com.
Send us comments, questions, you know, love.
Show ideas. Any
Pardon?
Show ideas you'd like, any show ideas that they'd like to bring up, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That
yeah.
doesn't mean
give
we're obligated.
Ideas.
It's just
well,
yeah. like...
yeah, we might ignore them, but that's our prerogative, too. So, yeah. No, definitely. You know, any feedback, we would love to hear from you.
And you can
Brenda,
also reach us on the website that we just started.
Mm-hmm.
And that
yep.
is... You can just type in LNB Passage to Empowerment, and you should bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's LNB. Is it LNBP2E.com, Nina?
No, it's P2ELNB. It's backwards, the other way around.
No, actually, it's LNBP2E.com. Don't be giving out all the passwords.
That wasn't a password.
Yes,
that
it was,
a
or a username or something, I don't know. Okay, anyway, the website is lnbp2e.com. I just brought it up. So you can go there, that's on WordPress, and see what's going on. We'll type in there what we're doing, whatever, and I'm challenging Nina and Lydia and myself to check in about our baby me's, how our baby me's are doing this week. So you can go there and check out what our baby me's are doing. And Lydia also has her website up, and it's, you know, she's building that up. So if you'd like to connect with Lydia's website, since she does Time to Love, you just type in time with the number 2, Love with Lydia Pello. Pretty easy, right? Time to Love with Lydia Pello. .wordpress.com. Okay? And let's see. What else do we need? Oh. And then on Facebook. What's the Facebook name?
Is it Ellen?
LNB.
LNB.
Passage to Empowerment.
Is this LNB?
Yeah.
Okay, on Facebook. So you could type in LNB and you should be able to bring it up. Okay. So we're going to also come up with the shows that are coming up. So we try to get this out so we can get to our meditation. Okay, the show is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Have BYO Brilliance and the Brilliance of Standing in Your Own Light. I'm going to lay this quote on you again because I love, love, love it, and I love, love, love the author. Oscar Wilde, extraordinary, extraordinary brain. However you think of him, he was a great writer. That's all I can say, kick-ass writer. And he said, just be yourself because everyone else is taken. Basically, mm-hmm. that's the gist of his quote. So you really can't be me because I've already got that covered. And since I believe you got you covered, I'm not going to try to be you either. So join us tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific time, to talk about just standing in your own light, and that means just being you. Yeah. I want to hear how you're covering that. Okay?
Cool.
Okay. Wednesday is Psychic Readings with Lennis and Brenda, and that's at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Thursday, Filmcology with Brenda. This week is The Shift. Am I right, Brenda?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yes.
And that's the most excellent movie. So if you guys can watch it, please do. And then join in with some comments. Friday is Traffic Jam with Lennis at, is it, yeah, it's at 5 p.m.
Yes.
5 p.m. Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, time to love with Lydia. Lydia, what are you doing this Saturday?
I'm taking it on the road to the Boulder Potters Guild sale, and I'm going to talk about how loving myself means creativity, and also possibly interviewing some potters that I find running around there, but describing pottery, describing, you know, what's going on, what we're doing, and maybe how we do it. You know, I just felt like it'd be a really fun thing to do to have it out.
I think it will be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
And Sunday is in the studio with Lennis, and that's on relationships, and that's on at 3:00 Pacific time. Mm-hmm. And then we're back to Monday, which is us, L&B. And next Monday we will be discussing loving yourself with food.
Yeah, that's the second week in build up to this challenge. Don't forget to bring some reports about, you know, hey, you know, open your wallet and have all those little pictures and all the information about your little baby you, like, you know, all new parents do. They have 8 million pictures that, you know, they choke us up with, you know. Look at, this is where she looked to the left, and this is where she looked to the right.
And this is when she was constipated, that look.
That's right. Isn't she just the cutest thing? Yeah,
oh,
we want to hear all about all your wallet pictures of your week of having your baby you and taking care of your baby you. And we will have, you know, Child Protective Services standing by for those of you who chose to ignore your baby.
That's true. Now, really. I also, along with the challenge, for those people that are in our chat room and that are awesome to be in the chat room all the time because, they can't call, I would like to specifically ask if you're doing something for your baby or you're just being more appreciative of yourself. Why don't you drop us an email, with all the different sites that we have, and we individually will post them. You could just tell us how things are going. Love to hear from you.
And there's a link to the Boulder Pottery Guild. If you want to see the kind of art and things that are going on with the sale, there's wonderful pictures there. Gives you information about the Potters Guild in Boulder. Okay?
Yeah. Like us on
Facebook. That gets us back to the now, and now we're going to do our nighttime. I want to say thank you to everybody from me that's in the chat room. I can't see you at the moment, and whoever showed up.
I'd like to thank Lennis and Holly and AJ and Mel for joining us in the chat room. Quite a lively discussion in there this evening. Good points brought up, ladies. Thank you very much. And Lennis, thank you so much for handling everything for me when I couldn't be typing.
Oh,
love you guys.
And ladies and gentlemen, almost forgot. Sorry. The other website is theessenceofsuccess.com, right? Yeah, that's
it. We can get links anywhere on any of that.
Yeah. It's on my website. It's on their website. It's on our websites. So, you know, you can pop on there and then you can see everything. You get all the shows lineups and everything like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, have we covered just about everything, ladies?
I think we have for this week. Yeah, I think we've covered everything plus a little bit extra. So I think we did really well tonight.
We covered everything with whipped cream. We're going to stop with the spray can and go straight into the... God help me, I never know what's going to come out of my mouth. Thank you, Laura.
Please don't finish that.
Anyway, we're gonna calm it down. Now, everybody, this is a time to, you know, lower everything, even the boo, and we're going to go on into our meditation. Really, we are. Here we go.
Now that you are relaxed, my voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that, that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest good and joy. As you sleep each night, you see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace them. Accept and see yourself healthy and healed, reflecting your chosen physical form. Accept and see yourself in your chosen financial position. See yourself accepting the goals you choose to manifest in your life. Your goals, dreams, and aspirations are completely in your control. Every day, you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love. You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that, that I am. I am that, that I am.
Namaste.
Om, take care of that baby, ladies.
Good night.